This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. There's a good chance that the car you're driving is made from American steel. Steel comes from iron ore, and American car companies rely almost exclusively on the kind that's mined in Minnesota and Michigan and carried down the Great Lakes in 1,000-foot iron boats to the steel mills. That supply chain relies on a critical piece of infrastructure at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, the Sioux Locks. If there's a major problem there, the effects could send the entire nation into recession. And that has advocates saying it's time to build a new lock. But they've been saying that for decades. IPR's David Castleman reports.
The problem is simple. Lake Superior's water level sits 21 feet higher than Lake Huron's. Because of that, there are rapids in the St. Mary's River, which connects the two lakes. The rapids are impassable for ships. But since the 1700s, there's been a simple solution. Locks. Locks are like an elevator for ships, so they can avoid the rapids. The Tim S. Dual is slowly motoring into position into the Po Lock. That's the largest lock here at Sault Ste. Marie. It's a giant pool of water, 1,200 feet long, with gates on both ends. The water level in the lock can go up or down, depending on which lake the boat is heading to. This boat is bound for Lake Huron. It's carrying iron ore to a steel mill in Ontario. It takes a gentle touch and some finesse to guide the Tim S. Dual into the lock. The boat has a diesel engine with nearly 11,000 horsepower. Once in position, a giant gate swings together to close at the boat's rear. The gate interlocks, forms a wall supporting the lock against the pressure of the St. Mary's River and Lake Superior. And the Tim S. Dual starts dropping from Lake Superior's water level to Lake Huron's.
Yeah, so right now, he's being dropped. We've got empty valves open, and so all the water drained out of the lock. Now at the lower end, you'd see water boiling up downstream.
That's Kevin Sprague. He's the engineer in charge here at the Sioux Locks. Sprague's job is to keep boats moving through the locks 24/7.
Yeah, let's walk around. We'll walk down this side of the lock.
Millions of tons of commodities like iron ore and coal pass through the locks each year. These are raw materials essential to the industrial economy. And most cargo has to go through the pole lock.
70% of the tonnage that comes through the facility is restricted to the pole due to the size of the ships. And so that's really important, especially moving iron ore from the mines to the steel mills in the lower lakes is very important.
So if there was an outage at the Po, it could be a disaster for those steel mills and the auto companies that rely on them. A long outage hasn't happened at the Po before, but last summer there was a failure at the Po Lock's smaller neighbor next door, the MacArthur Lock. One of the gates broke.
If you think of a roof on a house, only laid down horizontally. And you know how a roof carries your snow load? Well, it's the same thing, only they're carrying the water load into the walls. And if at the peak, or at the miter end, if it doesn't come together right, and you put a head of water on there, the gates will collapse.
The MacArthur Lock was out of commission for nearly 3 weeks while they drained the lock and fixed it. It was the longest outage of Sprague's 25-year career. During the outage, all the traffic that normally went through the MacArthur Lock had to be routed through the Po instead. But if it had been the reverse situation and the Po had gone down, the largest boats on the lake, like the Tim S. Dual, would have been stuck. And so would have millions of dollars worth of iron ore. That scenario has many people advocating for an additional large lock, the same size as the Po. Sault Ste. Marie is a pretty small town compared to the economic importance of the locks. Superior Coffee Roasting is just down the street from the locks. That's where Linda Hoth is sitting.
I'm from the Sioux. This is my home.
Hoth is the executive director of the Sioux Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Sioux locks and the ships are a big draw for tourists.
It's amazing to watch them. Years ago, there used to be the Cliffs Victory. Oh, and it was an amazing ship, and it's kind of had a nose on it. It was so different, but you could close your eyes and you knew it was her coming because of her sound.
Hoth has been pushing for a new lock for decades. She says the threat of an outage at the Po is too great to do nothing.
It would be devastating to our whole state, the countries, and other countries.
Leaders in the shipping industry and in government agree with Hoth. A report from the Department of Homeland Security released last fall described the Polak as, quote, the Achilles heel of the North American manufacturing economy. It reported if the Polak went down for 6 months, a nightmare scenario. The result would be a nation spiraling into recession. Unemployment in Michigan could reach 20%, higher than its peak during the Great Recession. The problem is, there is no alternative way to move vast quantities of iron ore to steel mills in the Midwest right now.
You can't put it on railroads, you can't put it in trucks, and there isn't enough out there. We have no railroads up here, so it would be, auto industry would just be collapsing.
The Homeland Security report says there are not enough trucks in all of the United States to move that amount of iron ore. The Soo Locks have been critical for American manufacturing for decades. During World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt stationed 20,000 troops at Sault Ste. Marie. He worried that Nazi bombers might strike the locks and put a critical wound to the American war machine. Today, the main threat is not some faraway enemy, although terrorism is always a concern. The larger worry is the simple fact that the locks are aging.
Our infrastructure in this country is crumbling.
That's Bart Stupak, a longtime Michigan congressman who left office in 2010. Stupak spent his career in Congress trying to get a new lock built. It was nearly part of the 2009 stimulus package, but it didn't make the final draft. The Polak is about 50 years old, but Stupak says building another one has not been a priority for the Army Corps.
The Army Corps isn't opposed to it, but they look at their budget every year and they say, we have so many needs, so little money, how can we justify a whole new project when we can't pay for the needed repairs on all the projects the Army Corps of Engineers has throughout the United States?
The Army Corps says a new lock would cost around $600 million. It could take up to a decade to build. But Bart Stupak says he's optimistic about the future.
Hopefully, we're a new member of Congress from the Northern Michigan, whoever he or she may be. Hopefully, we'll have that as one of their priorities, and we'll get the funding that we've been fighting for about the last 20 years to build this lock.
The Army Corps is taking a new look at the need for an additional lock. After the review, the project could move to the top of the Army Corps' to-do list. That would make the lock a viable project for Congress to fund. The study is not scheduled to be finished by the Army Corps until 2018. After about 20 minutes, the Tim S. Dool is 21 feet lower than when it entered the Poe Lock. The boat is headed to Hamilton, Ontario, and a steel plant that makes products for the automobile industry. The ship will unload tens of thousands of tons of iron ore pellets there. That will become steel, and eventually, perhaps, the hood of your next car. For IPR News Radio, I'm David Castleman.